Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. I have included this Mumfession because the theme of this season of Mumfessions is all around helping you recognize that minding yourself is in fact minding your children. And one of the biggest barriers to doing this for mums is this nonsense idea that as mothers, we can do everything and the good mother does everything. And actually, it's absolute nonsense. So this Mumfession is all centered around helping you shift your perspective and mindset on that to help you recognize that actually this idea that doing it all is not something that's going to support you or your children. It's actually something that can hold you back from minding yourself and your children. And I hope that after listening to this, that 2025 is going to be the year that instead of you striving to do it all and to do everything well and to have all the plates spinning, that actually you completely shift that goal to 2025 is the year that I am going to do the bare minimum. I am going to let some plates drop. I am going to give myself permission to lower my standards, lower my expectations, and just do the best I can do every day. And reminding yourself that your best will look different every day. I promise you, girls, this is core to you really stepping into the new version of yourself, into a happier chapter of motherhood, and letting go all of this nonsense and this false narrative and this absolute ridiculous expectation that as a mother, you can do it all. You can't do it all, and that's okay. So give it a listen. And let me know on my Instagram page at Mind Mommy Coaching how you felt after listening.
Hi, Laura. So my Mumfession, or my what I struggle with in terms of motherhood, I think would be the judgment and the guilt hand in hand. So the judgment that I have on myself to be able to do everything all the time, which then leads to basically running out of energy and then not being able to do anything, not being able to think, not being able to cope mentally or physically. I have to kind of get to that point before I realize that you don't have to do it all. But the expectation, the judgment and the guilt are there all the time to be able to do it all.
This is also a big one. So I'm going to break it down. First of all, girls, and I said this, I think on previous episodes, we can do anything, but we cannot do everything. There has never been a higher expectation placed on mothers to do it all. Whatever do it all means, I still don't know. But it's there. It's a pressure. And it's a pressure that needs to change and go away. Because when we constantly feel like we need to do it all or do everything, we're not recognizing everything that we are doing. We're beating ourselves up for not doing 20 things when actually we're achieving 5 things. I actually thought about this recently and had a chat with my friend about it. And sorry to all the men out there, but sorry, not sorry. We were having a conversation about our partners and our husbands, and it was coming back to the mental load again and how we're just feeling so exhausted. We're constantly doing stuff. And I kind of leaned into men and their careers. I know this is slightly separate to the voice note, but stick with me. And how there was kind of a frustration there, how our husbands have kind of excelled in their career and have done well, and we feel like there's something in our way. And she kind of said to me, but maybe men are just better at this. Maybe men are just better at doing it all. And straight away, a rage came over me. And I said, no, it's not that they're better at doing it all. Actually, in fact, women statistically are better at multitasking. The problem is, and this is a sweeping statement here, and I know not every man does this or every dad, a man might have 5 things to do in a day, and he gets those 5 things done. And everyone's congratulating him. Well done. Isn't he amazing? He's great at doing it all. A mother might have 20 things to do in a day, and we're getting 7 or 8 things done, and we feel like we're failing. And society is thinking, wow, she's under pressure. Oh, she's not on her game in her career today. She's not doing this or that. But we're doing more, but yet we feel like we're doing less, or we feel like we're not doing enough. So here is what I would say to this lovely mum. Redefine what doing it all means, right? It sounds like the expectations you are placing on yourself is coming from yourself, okay? But it's not just coming from you. It's coming from all of the narrative, all of like the media, everything around like the busy mum, the doing it all, the having everything in gear and working. It's nonsense. Nobody can do it all. I spoke about this recently on my Instagram page, how right now I'm incredibly busy at work with Mind Mommy Coaching, with this podcast. When I'm like this, I can't give myself to my children. I can't give myself to my friends. My house is upside down and inside out. And that's okay, because I cannot do everything. I have to strategically think, what's my focus going on this week? If I try to do it all, I get nothing done, right? So figure out what doing it all means to you and shift that to, what do I need to do? What do I want to do? And remove all the shoulds. Because you are at a busy stage of life. Your energy is low. Your time is low. You can't do everything. So think about what's important in your life. What needs to happen? What do I want to happen? And how can I get rid of the shoulds? How can I start cutting corners? How can I ditch the shoulds? How can I just do what's important to me? And finally, let go of this nonsense that mothers can do everything, because we're doing enough. We're really bloody busy and we're doing more than we think. And I promise, when you shift that perception and stop giving out to yourself for not doing 20 things and start congratulating yourself for the 7 amazing things you've done, you're going to instantly feel better. The full episode is linked below in the description. Or you can search for season 1, episode 3. This full episode also covers how to navigate sleep deprivation and gender disappointment. And because the main theme of this season is all around minding you so that you can mind your children, I want 2025 to be the year that you finally give yourself permission to mind yourself. And the good news is that I will be opening the doors to the village for new members for 5 days only in January. And I want you to start putting yourself first now by taking one small action and clicking the link below in the description. And in return, I will let you know as soon as the doors open and invite you to an exclusive free event. Let 2025 be the year that you finally mind yourself in order to mind your children. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.